The leaders of the European Union and Russia traded insults at the end of a frosty summit today. The event held in the Russian city of Samara produced no formal agreements and served mainly to dramatize the widening political chasm between Russia and the West. The head of press and information at the European Commission delegation in Moscow is Sean Carroll. He highlighted some of the issues being discussed in Samara.
The EU-Russia summits take place twice a year. I think they're an opportunity to take stock of where the relationship is going and to look to the future. On the stock-taking, I think we've seen some very positive advances in terms of our cooperation on trade, investment. Two-way trade between Russia and the EU came to 208 billion euros last year. We're seeing increases in foreign direct investment. We're also seeing a lot more cooperation in other policy areas, in cooperation on justice and home affairs questions. So we're seeing progress on all sorts of fronts. We've been keen to launch discussions on a new contractual agreement between Russia and the European Union, because the current agreement runs out in December. We have not been able to start the discussions on the new agreement because of the continuing Russian ban on the import of meat products from Poland, as well as some other issues. So I think the summit is really a way of trying to see how we move forward from these problems so that we can start discussing what we want from each other in the future.